نانياتو نانياتو. So this is why. So where is surrender? If you don't believe in Krishna, don't surrender to Krishna, then what is the meaning of this surrender? This is our one Swamiji is there in Bombay, Chinmayananda. He is a big speaker in Bhagavad Gita. And he has constructed a temple, Shivalinga, the genital of Lord Shiva.
He said, please translate the interpretation of Krishna. This Krishna means black. Black is ignorance, so Krishna is ignorance.
I think one of the best persons in Madras who is trying to preach Gita, isn't it?
Who?
Chinmayananda Swami.
Chinmayananda?
Yes. I have it. The Ramana Maharshi has written. Ramana Maharshi was a great man.
Ramanuja Bhasha is a correct.
Ramana Maharshi.
Ramana Maharshi? No. He did not.
Ask Ramana Maharshi, I should read Bhagavad Gita. He advised him, you should always read it.
But he never preached about Krishna.
Yeah?
But he never preached about Krishna. He may be always reading. But he did not know what is Krishna. He never spoke that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Never spoke. So what is the use of reading?
Ramana Maharshi.
Ramana Maharshi, yes, I am speaking of Ramana Maharshi. He never preached about Krishna's super excellent position. He never preached. This is going on. Everyone is taking advantage of Bhagavad Gita and is preaching in his own way, foolish way. Own way means foolish way. This is going on. You cannot, suppose you have got your philosophy, but you cannot take my book and preach your philosophy. If you have got philosophy, you write your philosophy. Why do you take advantage of my book and misinterpret? This is cheating. Because my book is very popular. You take advantage of my book and preach your own nonsense together. This is good. If you want to smoke ganja, you smoke in your own hand. Why you capture my hand and smoke? What is this? So the ganja smelling will be in my hand, not in your hand. This is it. Why do they take advantage of Bhagavad Gita and preach their nonsense philosophy? That is our protest. You preach your nonsense philosophy, we have no objection. But don't touch Bhagavad Gita. This is our Krishna consciousness. What is this? Do you think it is honesty? That you want to preach something of your own pleasure and you take advantage of my book and mislead others. Is that very good honest business? This is going. This is going. Very dangerous. In our country, I don't know what to speak of other country. All these Swamis, yogis and politicians and scholars are doing these things. Very dangerous. Why should you touch Bhagavad Gita? You speak, you preach your own philosophy. There are so many philosophies. But our only objection is that why should you preach your nonsense philosophy through Bhagavad Gita? Do you think it is right?
It's not right.
Huh?
It's not right.
Yes. That you should understand.
See, not believing Krishna.
Why should he keep quiet? He has read Bhagavad Gita.
No, the question is like this. Man who has understood the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita probably may not attach much importance to the name, whether it's Krishna, Shiva or somebody else, once he has reached the supreme state.
No, if Krishna, Krishna says that I am the supreme.
Yes, he says.
So, if you read Bhagavad Gita, then you must accept Krishna as the supreme. Otherwise, what is the idea?
See, nobody is denying the fact that Krishna is not supreme. Just because somebody doesn't pronounce the name of Krishna, it doesn't mean that he
is. That means he does not accept Krishna as supreme. Therefore, he does not pronounce. That is the. If he understands that Krishna is supreme, he should. Just like we have understood, chanting all in Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is understanding.
No,
not if you, Krishna says, satatam kirtanitangamam jatantaschandiravrata. That is Krishna. Satatam kirtanitangamam, all is chanting about this. There is no but. This is the instruction of Krishna. You have to accept it, otherwise you don't read Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says that manmana bhava mad bhakta mad jari manga namasku. If you do not do that, then what is the use of reading Bhagavad Gita? Krishna says, sarvadharman parityajya mami kansa. Mami vaja prapadyante mayami tanga. If you do not follow the instruction of Krishna, then why do you waste your time reading Bhagavad Gita and mislead others? That is our protection. All these misleaders, perhaps from the whole world, it is the first time we are preaching Bhagavad Gita. We are the only institution in the world that you are preaching Bhagavad Gita as it is, and people are liking it. Before that, for the last 200 years, so many Swamis, Yogis, and they tried to preach the Hindu philosophy. Not a single person was a devotee of Krishna. Not a single person. Now you see so many young men. Why? Why this difference? Because we did not present Bhagavad Gita adulterated. Presented as it is. What is the use of preaching adulterated things? Everyone wants that appeals as it is. Therefore we present Bhagavad Gita as it is. Krishna says, manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyaji mangnamaskuru. We are preaching the same thing. Always think of Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna, you remember Krishna always. This is the simplest process. You see all these young boys, they are chanting. And they are becoming purified from the mode of our life. And these Sahis and Yogis preach so many years, not a single person was purified. They are drinking, they are having sex. How they can be purified? In India, I mean, these things are going on. The land of Bhagavad Gita, the land of Krishna. If you want to read Bhagavad Gita, you take it, you follow it, then everything will be done. Kiprang Bhavati Dharma Harpa, Sasat Chanti Vidatya, Kapite Sudra Acharo, Bhajati Mamanandava. These things are there. You may be fallen downtrodden, but if you take to Krishna's instruction, then kipraṁ bhavati dharma, very soon you will be dharma. Kaunteya pratijānihi name bhakta pranasa. These things are there. Nobody is serious to take to Krishna. They'll talk all nonsense, but will not take to Krishna. This is all. So our task is very difficult, and especially all these prohibitive rules, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, even up to smoking or chewing pan. So who can accept this philosophy? It is very difficult. Nobody, unless he is very serious about it. Nobody will tell. They are not telling. These principles are our Indian principle. Sriyasana pana dhuta jatra pava shatur vidha. But who is taking this? Now they are becoming expert in intoxication, drinking wine. This is India's principle. In Europe, America, they do that because there was no such philosophy. But India, here it is said, jesham tvantagatanga papam jananam punyakarmana. So nobody is interested. Everyone is doing all sorts of sinful activities. And Krishna said, jesham tvantagatanga papam. He can understand Krishna. But nobody is prepared to give up sinful activities. And how he'll understand Krishna. Krishna is not very easy to be understood. Manusanam sahasreshu kastridadatisi. One who is siddha, perfect, jatadama visiddhyana. Out of many millions of siddhas, one can understand Krishna. You see, these are things, these things are explained in Bhagavad Gita, but nobody cares for that. He reads in his own way and he has become a big authority. This is a skeleton. Only these few European and American boys, they have taken my words seriously. And therefore, with their help, Krishna consciousness is moving, otherwise very Indian. You are young man, if I say you come and join us, you won't do it. But they have done it.
I have got a lot of...
Yes, everyone has got a lot of responsibility, I know. But Krishna says, sarva-dharmān paritya-jamāme-kaṃsa. That is Krishna. Everyone has got a lot of responsibility.
No, I don't say responsibility.
Then?
I say that I have got a lot of bhakti towards Krishna because in my house we, all of us are.
Then please Krishna's philosophy. That is Krishna's order.
In the village we celebrate the Radha Kalyan every year.
Why you play Radha Kalyan? Please Krishna's philosophy. Why do you go to Radha? First of all, try to understand Krishna. Krishna, in the Bhagavad Gita, has never said about Radha. That is very confidential. So why do you jump to Radha? Has Krishna said anything about Radharani in the Bhagavad Gita?
Even in Bhagavatam,
we don't see them. No Radha, there is Bhagavad, there is foolish proposition. In Bhagavad, there is no Radharani. There is. But at least in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has never said about his Vrindavan Leela. No, that is very confidential. That is not for common man. The common man, first of all, let him understand what is Krishna. That is Bhagavad Gita. That they do not understand. Even big, big leaders, politicians, scholars, they do not understand. Because they do not take to Krishna's instruction. Therefore they fail to understand. And what they will understand about Radharani? You are my confidential friend, then I can take to my family. And if you are outsider, why should we expect to come into my family life? This is common sense. You do not understand Krishna and you want to understand Krishna's dealings with Radharani. That is very confidential. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikiti Allah Dini Shakti. You have to understand Krishna. Then he is pleasure potency. Allah Dini Shakti. The difficulty is that we do not want to become a regular student. Haphazardously, here and there, but I remain the same thing. It is a science. Jnanam me paramam guhyam jat vijnana samanitam. Jat vijnana samanitam. Jnanam teham savijnanam prapakshami anasuya. Jat gatya na annat jnatabham abhishya. And others will support. Yes, whatever you think, it is all right. It's all right. And he will think, yes, what I am thinking is all right. But the Vedas do not say like that. Vedas say, tad vijnanartham sa guru meva vigacche. If you are serious to learn about that, tad vijnanam. Tad vijnanam. Guru meva vigacche. You must go to a bona fide guru who can teach you. Nobody is serious. There is... Everyone is thinking, I am free. Although he is pulled by the air, by nature. Prakita-kriyamanani, gunai-karmani. You have done like this, come on. Yeah, sit down. This is going on, prakita. Ahankara vimurama bhakta aham iti mannate. The rascal, befooled by his false ego, he is thinking, I am everything. I am independent. Those who are thinking like that, they have been described in the Bhagavad Gita, ahankara vimurama. By false ego, he is bewildered and thinking, what I am thinking is all. No, you cannot think in your own way. You must think as Krishna says. Then you are right. Otherwise, you are thinking under the spell of Maya. That's all. Trivignoi bhavi mohita nabhijanati mameva paramabha Maya dakshina prakriti suyate sacharag. These things are there. Read Bhagavad Gita thoroughly, follow the rules and regulations, then your life will be successful. And so long you've got this is also right, that is also right, then you will not in the right way. You will all be misled, that's all. That is not true. What Krishna says, that is right. That is, that should be the determination. Otherwise, he will be misled. So, we are trying to preach this philosophy in that way. Maybe, very small number, but ekaschandastamohantinachatarasahasra. If there is one moon, there is sufficient. But if there is a millions of stars twinkling, so that is all propaganda. If one man can understand what is Krishna philosophy, then my preaching is successful. That's all. We don't want many millions of stars with no light. What is this? Millions of stars with no light. that is Chanakya Pandit's advice. Varam eka putra nacha murkha satanaki. One son, if is garnered, that is sufficient. Nacha murkha satanaki. What is the use of hundreds of sons, all fools and rascals? Ekaschandastamohanti nachatara svarasi. One moon is sufficient to illuminate. There is no need of millions of stars. Similarly, we are not after many millions of disciples. I want to see that one disciple has understood Krishna philosophy. That is success. Krishna says, Jatatamapi Siddhyana, Kaschit Vettimantata. So first of all, to become Siddha is very difficult job. And then Jatatamapi Siddhyana, there is still difficult job. So Krishna philosophy is a little difficult to understand. They are understanding so easily, that is not understood. It is easy. It is easy if we accept Krishna's words. It is very easy. Where is the difficult? Krishna says, Manmanabhavamadbhapta madhyari mahanamaskar. Always think of me. So where is the difficult? We are seeing Krishna's picture, Krishna's deity, and if we think Krishna, where is the difficult? After all, we have to think something. So instead of something, why not think? Where is the limit? But it does not take seriously. He has to think so many things, except Krishna. And Krishna says, Manmanabhavamadbhapta. There is no difficulty to take to Krishna consciousness. Not at all. But people will not take it. That is the difficult. And they will argue, simply. Kutarka. Krishna says, Manmanabhavamadbhakta, where is the argument against it? You are saying that. They may not think of Krishna, they may not say about Krishna. And Krishna says, Manmanabhavamadbhakta. This is argument. This is not philosophy. Philosophy is there, direct. You should do like this, that's all. You do it and get the result. You go to purchase something, the price is fixed, you pay the price and take it, that's all. What is the argument? If you are serious about that thing, you may pay price and take it. That is the advice of Srila Rupa Goswami. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavitamati kriyatam jadi kutopi labhate. If you can purchase somewhere, the thinking of Krishna, Krishna bhakti rasa bhavitamati, that is, we have translated it into Krishna consciousness. If you can purchase this consciousness, Krishna consciousness, somehow, immediately purchase it. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavitamati kriyatam, just purchase. Jadi kuto vilabhate, if it is available somehow. And if I have to purchase, then what price? Tatra lullam eka mullam. Na janma koti bhi labdhate. If you want, what is the price? He says the price is your eagerness. And that eagerness to attain it takes many millions of birth. Why you want Krishna? Just like the other day I said, that if one has seen Krishna, he will become mad after it. Yes. That is the sign. These boys are certified in their own country by the Christian priest that these boys are our boys. They were never coming to church. They are never interested about God. And now they are mad after God. What is it? Because that is the price only to purchase Krishna. To mad after Him. Where is Krishna? He Radhe Brajade Vike Chalalite He Nanda Sunna Kuta. Where you are? Where you are? Sri Govardhana Padapatale Kalindivane Kuta. Are you under the valley of Govardhan Hill or on the bank of the Jamuna? Where you are? Gosantaviti Sarvato Brijapure. That was their Krishna consciousness. Simply wondering, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Gosantaviti Sarvato Brijapure Khedai Mahabhivalo. Mad life, Bivalo. Bande Rupa Sanatana Gajigo Sri Jigo. This is this price wanted. Then you can get Krishna, you can understand Krishna. It is not so cheap. Then anyone can comment on Krishna whimsically and he becomes a devotee. That is not possible. That is going on. I can interpret in my own way. Krishna says, Ma may come. And everything. Somebody is taking Krishna as black, somebody is taking Krishna as something else. Who says Krishna is black? He told me. Yes. Krishna means black. Satkanda Ramayana Pure Sitakar Baba. One has studied all the Ramayana, seven cantos, seven kandas, and is asking, whose father is Sita? Sita is a feminine, and the Ramayana expert is asking, whose father is Sita? So this is the education that becoming big lecturer on Bhagavad Gita, he has understood Krishna means black. And people are following him blindly. Big Swamiji is speaking.
Can we Swarup black way or it black way?
Krishna for black. Krishna means actually according to Sanskrit, one of the meanings of the word Krishna.
Krishna is all attractive, that will not, he will not explain. In the Brahma Sangita it is said, Masitam Mudasundarangam Kandarpa Koti Kamani Abhisesa Sobham. Masitam Sundarangam. He is blackish, but he is so attractive, more attractive than many millions of Cupid. No, why you should commit offense like that? It is a great offense to decry Krishna. But why does he say Krishna means black?
Krishna means black. But Sanskrit word that somebody questioned him what is Krishna means. Then apart from this, Sanskrit reply he gave. Krishna means black also.
Why did he not say Krishna means all attractive?
As far as Krishna's features are concerned, he never described him as black. It was about 6 years back when he was teaching at Vidyaranya school.
The last time he had come here, I had gone to just see on the first day what he says. So on the first day he said that now we have a Gita Gyan Yagya. And he said, we will take the slokas which are suitable, and which slokas are not suitable, we will reject those slokas.
Not suitable.
I heard that in my own ears. He said,
from Bhagavad Gita.
Yes. He said, we will take the slokas which are suitable, and which are not suitable, we will reject those slokas.
That's it. He is to judge which is suitable, which is not suitable. Just see, this way is. Chinmananda or any ordinary person, he has to judge which sloka is suitable, which is not suitable. That means he is more than Krishna. Krishna has spoken something unsuitable, which he can judge. This is the position.
That in another sense, whatever is it, we should take the sweet from the literature.
There is no
and
sweet.
If there are some.
Everything is sweet.
The other part is there. If you don't adopt that other part, that meaning might be.
No, other part, there is no other part. There is only one part. Just like Krishna says, that namāṁ duṣkita nam mūḍhā prapadyante narādhavān māyā vṛta-jñānā āsuri bhāva-māsa. So there is no other part, it is direct meaning. That anyone who has not surrendered to Krishna, he is either duṣkita nam mūḍhā narādhavān māyā vṛta-jñānā āsuri bhāva.
Don't adopt the dhṛṣṭāṣṭhā, duryodhana part. Don't adopt the part of death.
Then
it might be
he was going through the slokas. He says we will accept slokas which we can accept, those which we cannot accept, we will
reject.
We go to the next.
Let's see.
That was the reference. He was saying now from today onwards I will start with this chapter and we'll go on to these slokas. He was referring to
the slokas. Now, Krishna has written Bhagavad Gita, not written, has spoken Bhagavad Gita, and he is speaking to me, and I have to judge which is suitable. Is that my position?
No, sir, perhaps. What happens here?
No, perhaps. He says that what is suitable, we accept. And what is not suitable, reject. And we will judge which is suitable and which is not suitable.
Yes.
That is the question.
Here when it comes, this for 1 week or 10 days that is held in the evening.
Madam, what is your answer to this?
That is what I am answering.
Yeah.
I was just saying the answer.
Some misunderstanding.
What he does, each day he takes one shloka and just goes on giving discourse for an hour or whatever. 45 minutes only he speaks after his illness. And then during the his tape recordings and all that other. And sometimes requests come for a particular show or a discussion or for a particular candle. Then he starts speaking and during the course, now we are sitting here and we must have discussed along amongst the followers. He just has his discussion. Now this candle or this show will take and discuss.
No, I have read some of his.
Because his Gita is there, where all shlokas and trans, now they are putting in these
He has said somewhere, I don't particularly know. The Indian priests think like that.
That in his Gita, in the verse that describes how to meditate on the formless, he states that although it says in the Bhagavad Gita that it is very difficult to understand the formless aspect. He said, this is true 5,000 years ago, but now it is no longer true.
That's it.
I have read it in his Gita.
What then?
5,000 years ago it must have been true, but now
it is true. No, there is the verse. Klesha adhikataraste-sham abhaktya sakta-cetasham. So in explaining that sloka, he said it was painful 5,000 years ago. And it is not now painful. It has become easy. That means the version of Gita can be changed after 5,000 years. Then what is the importance of speaking by Krishna? If it is changeable like material things, then what is the authority of Krishna? Is it changeable? वो बोलता चेंज हो गया अब 5,000 years हो गया
आज अपने मन का अर्थ कुछ भी निकाल लो
यही तो चल रहा
है वो
इट इज द इंटरप्रिटेशन
व्हाई
इंटरप्रिटेशन शाब्दिक ठीक होता वही लेना पड़ेगा
ना नहीं इंटरप्रिटेशन एंड फर्स्ट थिंग इज दैट व्हाई इंटरप्रिटेशन
टेक द शब्द
If the meaning is straight, just like in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Dharma Khetri, Kuru Khetri, Samobita, Jidasana. And somebody is interpreting Dharma Khetram in this body. Why this interpretation? The Dharma Khetra, Kuru Khetra is still existing, the station is there, people are going as Dharma Khetra, Kuru Khetra, Dharma Acharya, this is the basic instruction. That everyone should go to Kurukshetra and perform ritualistic duties that is being done and it is written Dharma Khetra, Kurukshetra. Why interpretation?
Ah,
so
khali
ek apni
vidvatta
badhati. Bas. Vidvatta nahi, apni badmashi. Ye sab, juachori, ye sab chal raha.
Aap to bol sakte hamare liye mushkil.
Vidvatva, you are more than Krishna. You are so, you have got the audacity to speak more than Krishna?
अरे वो तो एक दिन में रामायण के उसमें मैंने देखा इस तरह उसका विवेचन किए हैं कि बस जैसे पांच इंद्रिय हैं पर पूर्ण ना है यानी पूरा शरीर के ऊपर लोगों ने बताते हैं वो
देखिए the interpretation
इतिहास को बदलने कर खाली अने ना
ये सब से काम नहीं बनेगा ये सब
वो तो ठीक है इतिहास जो है इतिहास ही
ऐसा
एक
इंटरप्रिटेशन मैंने भी सुना था सर धर्म क्षेत्र का पचास शब्द ले लिया धर्म और अंतिम के गीता में मम आता मम धर्म धर्म मम यानी गीता में जितना भी व्याख्या की गई है मेरा धर्म क्या है वो उसमें बताया गया ये भी एक इंटरप्रिटेशन हालांकि शब्द पहले शब्द में आखिरी शब्द में कोई संबंध नहीं
We have to go.
No, we are discussing the same thing. We go or not go.
People are waiting.
Many people. Yes, sir, aap log achhi tarah se, you are a young man, therefore I am requesting you. Don't be misled by these blind leaders. Take Bhagavad Gita as it is and you will be happy.
और अपने आप पर उतार के देखो भाई उसमें तो एक एक शब्द को
आप अगर नहीं जानते हैं आपको हिंदी नहीं जानते हैं
अच्छा
अरे ऑफरमेंट नॉट बी यू अंडरस्टैंड इट्स ऑलराइट
उसको तो आप पढ़ते जाइए और अपने साथ लिंक करते
दे मीनिंग इज क्लियर वेरी क्लियर देयर इज नो क्वेश्चन ऑफ इंटरप्रिटेशन अरे